We gather on this gentle summer's morn, on a day blessed by refreshing rains, with lives that mirror the weather, with highs and lows, with dark days and bright days. Here we gather to honour the spirit within us, to mark the precious moments of our lives and celebrate the power of togetherness, here, now, gathered in community. And so I welcome you all who are gathered here this morning and all who might be listening to this service as a podcast on some day in the future. Welcome to Essex Church, welcome to Kensington Unitarians. Let's take a moment now to gather ourselves, to bring all of ourselves to this time and this place. Today's service considers our human ability to experiment, our human urge to explore, to ask questions, our willingness to make mistakes, and through those mistakes, perhaps, to make progress. Let's appreciate the gift of curiosity, a gift that all are given, a gift that needs to be nurtured and encouraged throughout our lives. So our chalice is lit in celebration of our worldwide progressive Unitarian and Unitarian Universalist community, a community in which we encourage one another to question and to inquire, a community where we hear each other's truths and allow one another to change our minds, to reassess our values from time to time, and to seek new connections forged of love and justice.
All right, this reading is entitled People Who Dared to Fail. Maybe we could give this list of famous people who dared to fail to every young person at school. These stories could be a useful reminder that it's only through failure, often many failures, that we may make progress. Their life stories remind us of the value of experimentation, of trial and error, as a way to solve problems. They underline the need for each of us to find our own path in life, even if teachers and parents think we need to be walking an altogether different path that they've chosen for us. After Fred Astaire's first screen test, the memo from the testing director at MGM, dated 1933, said, "Can't act. Slightly bald, can dance a little." It's said that Astaire kept that memo over the fireplace in his Beverly Hills home. Beethoven apparently handled the violin awkwardly and preferred playing his own compositions instead of improving his technique. His teacher called him hopeless as a composer. Charles Darwin gave up a medical career, and in his autobiography, Darwin wrote, "I was considered by all my masters and by my father a very ordinary boy, rather below the common standard in intellect." Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor for lack of ideas and went bankrupt several times before he built Disneyland. Isaac Newton did very poorly in his early education, and his mother despaired of his abilities. The sculptor Rodin's father said of him, "I've an idiot for a son." Described as the worst pupil in the school, Rodin failed three times to secure admittance to the School of Art. His uncle called him uneducable. Author Leo Tolstoy dropped out of college. He was described as both unable and unwilling to learn. 18 publishers turned down Richard Bach's story about a seagull, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, before Macmillan finally published it in 1970. At a rough estimate, well over 30 million copies of the book have since been sold worldwide. Thomas Edison's teacher said he was too stupid to learn anything. It is said that he experimented and failed some 10,000 times before inventing a light bulb that worked. He is also credited with creating the film industry, the recording industry, the X-ray machine, and even a tattoo pen.
And I invite the rest of us, let's ready ourselves for a time of reflection and prayer. And may the spirit of life and love be with us now and bless all that we say and do together here this day, this precious day. Life is not always easy. But perhaps, however tough it feels, it's worth finding some small thing each day for which we are grateful. Let's think for a moment of something that we give thanks for, however small that is. Maybe with that gratitude in our hearts, we can look honestly at the week that has passed and notice some error or mistake that we have made. For there's rarely a week that goes by without some blunder or other. And maybe we can simply accept what has happened. Be willing to learn from it if we can, and renew our commitment to step forward in life. May we be granted an ability to recognize our mistakes and to learn from them, and so to keep growing throughout our days. May we remain curious and open-hearted and open-minded to all of life and all of its learnings. And in a moment of stillness, let us direct our care and our concern to those we know to be in need this day. And may we find practical steps to support and encourage others whenever we can. And may this always be for the greater good of all. Amen. This year, 2019, marks the 500th anniversary of Leonardo da Vinci's death. Da Vinci, one of the world's most well-known painters, yet only 20 or so of his paintings are known to us today, alongside some remarkable drawings, some of which are on display at the moment around the country in this anniversary year. As well as his interest in art, Da Vinci explored many other fields, as I'm sure you know, engineering, he was a skilled musician, he was an architect. And to this day, we have his notebooks full of mathematical, optical, mechanical, geological, anatomical, and botanical studies. Five of these notebooks can be seen at the nearby V&A Museum, if you would like to have a look at them. And there's some great pictures on their website online. So Da Vinci's notebooks show a remarkably curious mind at work, a mind that combines his many different passions in an almost butterfly-like way, flitting from one idea to another, yet carefully observing all the while, then using that observation almost as a springboard into realms of imagination. He was born illegitimate in an era when family mattered greatly. Maybe that in some ways freed Da Vinci to be different, to be himself. Gay, vegetarian, left-handed, easily distracted, and at times heretical. I mean, he's rightly regarded as a polymath, interested and accomplished in so many different areas of life. And yet, I like to think if he was around today, he might be one of us, because he believed in the unity of things. He believed that everything was connected. And so he thought that in order to be a great artist, one has got to study the anatomy of the body. In order to invent wonderful new machines, one has to understand how things work in the animal and plant world. The author, Michael Gelb, writing about Leonardo, states that his childlike sense of wonder and insatiable curiosity, his breadth and his depth of interest and his willingness to question accepted knowledge, that never abated throughout his long life. Curiosity fueled the wellspring of his genius for his entire life. So we're going to listen to a really beautiful piece of music now. Some of you know it. It's by the Scottish composer Peter Maxwell Davis. It's called Farewell to Stromness. And why not let our flights of curiosity and wonder fly around a little bit? Let's ask questions. Thank you. Let's take that sense of fresh air and wide vistas into a time of meditation. I invite you to get yourselves comfy, to hold on to whatever you want to hold on to and let go of whatever you want to let go of. Perhaps enjoy that feeling of having your feet resting on this floor, aware of ourselves, resting in the grace of the world and feeling free. These words will lead into a time of shared stillness, and that will come to an end with a chime from our bell. May we rest in the grace of the world and feel free. In weakness, may we sense the strength of the eternal hills and rest in the grace of the world. In failure, may we be upheld like the buoyancy of water and rest in the grace of the world. In limitation, may we remember that the choices may be as great as the expanse of the sky and rest in the grace of the world. In insecurity, may we feel the solid earth beneath our feet and rest in the grace of the world. In despair, may we hear the joy in birds singing and rest in the grace of the world. In fear, may we feel the warmth of the sun and rest in the grace of the world. In this time of stillness, may we rest in the grace of the world and feel free. I don't think that marvel and applause bit is for me. No, it's life generally, I think. We're here at Kensington Unitarians, we're in week two of our monthly theme, our monthly ministry theme of curiosity and wonder. And I chose today's title of Trial and Error primarily in order to celebrate Leonardo da Vinci and his quite remarkable ability to explore possibilities in life, to take learning from one area of study and apply it to another. Da Vinci was just not afraid to experiment in his thinking or in his living. But us ordinary mortals, well, I think we can sometimes find experimentation in life a bit nerve-wracking, because to be an experiment, a course of action, has to hold the possibility, doesn't it, of things not going according to plan. I think many of us then come to fear making mistakes, And then we prefer instead to walk well-worn pathways that feel safe to us. Safe in our thinking, safe in our doing. Oh, if only that were possible. But real life, it has a tendency, doesn't it, to remind us of the limitations of our powers. Real life tells us repeatedly, you're not in charge. Life is out of our control. Even if we tried the seemingly safest of pathways, life can take those sudden, unexpected twists and turns, can't it? I reckon that most of us here today have some area of life in which we feel we'd like to be much more in control, holding the reins, and yet we know it's not possible. But if we can't always be in charge in life, then what else might support us? Well, I'd like to suggest that curiosity could be a very useful tool. Eleanor Roosevelt wrote that, I think at a child's birth, if we could ask a fairy godmother to endow the child with the most useful gift, that gift would be curiosity. And yes, children, left to their own devices, are naturally curious creatures, aren't they? And there is something so very precious about our oh-so-human curiosity. That spirit of inquiry, which is found in really all youngsters, unless it's crushed out of them. Yet it does tend to diminish a bit for some of us as we get older. Too often we stop asking questions. We stop noticing mysteries. We avoid uncertainty and confusion. I wonder if at times you've had the feeling that I do get occasionally of, or a realization that I'm actually half sleepwalking through my days, my little routines, and this is how it is, doing the same old, same old. But if we wake ourselves up, if we encourage ourselves to pay attention to what's going on, both around us and within us, well, we're granted a remarkable amount of data to consider, aren't we, to be curious about. And when our curiosity is aroused, our ability to observe and to question reality, then I think our skills of experimentation may come in handy. Here we can remind ourselves not only that it's okay to make mistakes, but it's perfectly normal. Here we can engage with trial and error methods, giving something a go, and if it doesn't deliver what we intended or expected, we'll try again. And I know that this can all start to sound a bit cheesy, can't it? I was going to ask Carol to sing this, but do you know, we just never got round to it. But I was in a amateur dramatics musical when I was a teenager, and I can't even remember now what this came from, this song. Nothing's impossible, I have found, for when your chin is on the ground, you just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. And then sometimes we know that actually in life we can't always pick ourselves up, can we? Sometimes life knocks us flat. But my hope for us all in life's toughest moments is that we can still be transported by our sense of wonder. We can still be intrigued by curiosity about this remarkable, precious thing called life that we're living just for this little while together. Amen. Leonardo da Vinci once wrote, "When once you have tasted flight, you will forever walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward, for there you have been, and there you will always long to return." In our joy-filled times and in the challenging times, may our powers of imagination lift us upwards and help us look towards the heavens. Amen. Go well and blessed be.